Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
Oh, what a weekend entertainment it was. My goodness.
Yeah, there was a lot going on, but a lot of it surrounds the VMAs.
Yes, it does.
You know, we were texting each other. Oh, I started texting you at the end of the VMAs. Did you just see that?
Yeah.
Anyway.
We were both watching.
Right. So Miley Cyrus hosted the VMAs this year. Very interesting in itself. She came out with all these very outrageous outfits on. But, you know, that's Miley Cyrus. She's always doing something crazy in the press.
The one thing looked like a metal pair of suspenders.
Right. And then she came out with that clear outfit on where it looked like she had just like bubbles
little
covering
bubbles.
Her areas.
Her bubbly, covery areas.
Right?
Yes.
And
wow.
Then, yeah. She. I don't know what she was wearing. Anyway.
It's the only time we see Miley Cyrus now.
Well,
and she's giving away her new album.
Yeah,
Nobody wants to sign her to another record label.
I don't know. Is that true?
If you think she's a star, do you think she would have to give her music away?
I honestly think that with the whole Hannah Montana thing, does she really need money?
No.
The shows are still airing. She's probably making residuals off of that like crazy.
Yes.
You know, her singles from the last album she put out were all over the radio.
She made tons of money.
She made tons of money. So if she releases an album for free for a week or whatever it is, I think that
that's going
just
to download it?
Helping her cause. No, I didn't.
No,
but you
I
said
didn't.
You were.
I know. I'm tempted. I haven't done it. I'm tempted.
Here's the thing about Miley Cyrus. In my opinion,
yes.
I'm not going to say I respect her, but you know what? Good for you for not caring about what anyone thinks. She's doing what she wants to do, and her crazy antics get her talked about in the press,
just like we're doing
right now. So
that's right. See, so we have fallen victim to Miley Cyrus.
It's all a PR trick, and it works every time with her. Anyway, so yes. The VMAs start with Nicki Minaj. Taylor Swift comes out at the end. I had no idea that Taylor Swift's Bad Blood song was about Nicki Minaj, was it?
I guess it is.
I thought that was the whole thing with them then coming out together and doing the song.
So I assume it is.
Okay, well, there you go. We learn something new all the time. There's peace among the pop stars.
Isn't that good?
But then,
yes.
Nicki Minaj wins award for her Anaconda video.
Yes.
And I guess Miley Cyrus, in an interview a week or so before the VMAs, made a comment about how Nicki Minaj was, you know, a little annoyed that her album or that song didn't get nominated for Album of the Year or Video of the Year, something like that. So Miley made a comment like, oh, who cares? It's kind of rude that she said that, blah, 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 blah.
And now we have a big feud.
Well, she comes on and she's like, well, now back to this bee who had let's say about me. What's good? She goes.
Now, do you think the whole thing is scripted? Is it fake?
Here's the thing. It could be.
I think
it is. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. I think who cares? Nicki Minaj is making millions of dollars.
And she's not giving her music away.
Let me just say that. She's not giving her music away. Thank you. Okay, so there was that big controversy, and then Kanye West comes on. And
he's running.
First of all, he stood there for about 5 minutes, it felt like, just looking at the audience.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Listen to the kids, bro. And I'm just like, what is going on?
It's like something not firing somewhere. Is there a cue that's been missed here? Is there a light that's off? What's going on?
It almost seemed, and I may regret saying this as soon as it comes out of my mouth.
Uh-oh.
It almost seemed like he was being genuine in the beginning of his speech about how he was very apologetic or felt bad about what happened 6 years ago with Taylor Swift.
I thought he was going to do it again, by the way.
And if he had a daughter back then, would he have done that to someone else's daughter? I was like, okay, Kanye.
It's a new age,
maybe.
Kanye.
But then he starts going on a rant about, oh, who cares about award shows? We all work so hard and we come up from the bottom to really do something with our music and ourselves. And then, what, just to come on an award show to be nominated to be a loser? And he starts going and then everyone cheers. And then he says, listen to the kids, bro. And I'm thinking, what is he talking about?
He's in his own little world.
And then at the end of his 15 to 20 minute long speech where everyone was just like, what's going on? Just in case you didn't know, Kanye is running for president in 2012. Mic drop. And I'm just
no,
like,
no, 2020. He's
2020.
Running
2012.
If he was running in 2012, he'd be behind the times. But he is running. But why isn't he running in 2016? There's still time to get in.
Because he doesn't want to run against Trump.
Does he need to bone up on foreign policy?
He doesn't want to run against Trump.
No, who does?
So the VMAs were very, very odd for me.
Very odd. Perhaps scripted.
So Billy Joe Armstrong.
Ooh.
From Green Day,
yes.
Went on Twitter talking about the VMAs and was very annoyed that there were no rock bands involved. It was all pop bands.
He's got a good point.
And I'm like,
it is all pop.
I want to program a rock station in the New York area.
You do?
I do. Because it never works.
Are you quitting?
It never works. No, I'm not quitting.
Okay.
It never works, but I think that I would do a good job. Anyway, with this week's Entertainment Update, I'm Christina Staffo. Ed, back to you.
All right. Coming up next, our second big guest of the hour. You know him from Law & Order SVU, also from Oz, and now a new series on Netflix, actor Christopher Maloney. And the funny thing is, we each have personal run-ins with Christopher Maloney. This should be good. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffo.
Just like she was a couple of seconds ago. And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. When we was kids, our reward for good behavior might have been an oatmeal cookie or a pat on the head. Bonding with polite motorists on the open road is the number one way to reward good drivers. Biker's way of saying thanks for cutting me some slack. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The biker's way of saying thanks. When the driver that could have cut you off instead let you squeeze into the turn lane. Give the appropriate signal, and as you're pulling into the lane, give him a little wave. Being considerate costs you nothing, yet has a powerful and lasting impact on the way bikers are perceived out on the open road. We can all use good PR, and returning politeness costs nothing except a little wave. American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road. On two wheels.
Order in the court.
Have your parents prepared a will? This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Julie is a grown woman with two brothers and a sister. After their mother passed away, the siblings grew even closer. Now their father has died, and at the reading of the will, Julie was shocked when she didn't receive anything. Her siblings were awarded a generous amount of the estate, but Julie wasn't even mentioned in the will at all. So what can she do? Does she have a legal right to a share, or is she out of luck? Stay tuned for The Final Verdict. So can Julie get part of her father's estate? Yes. Because her name wasn't mentioned at all, the law would presume that her father made a mistake and forgot. But if her name had been mentioned even once, it would appear intentional, and Julie would be out of luck. And that's the final verdict.